friends, how are y'all? Yes, here it is once again, time for Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Now, we're going to do our best to play a few tunes here that you're going to like. We hope you like them. We'll do our best on them. They're going to be corny, I'll tell you right now. They are going to be corny, but we'll do our best. Now, we're sitting right here under the old pine tree. There's nothing else to do but to do a little picking and a singing. So I don't know anything else to do here under the old pine tree, sitting on the pine knot. Slim, kick that pine knot over there, buddy. Yeah, Slim, that's my right-handed, left-handed man, Slim. You're going to kick the pine knot out of the way, and Robert's coming. I'll take it all back. Miss Tyler's little boy Charlie's coming up with his three-necked steel giddy, playing a little tune called This Is Southland. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you there, my boy. That's mighty fine carrying on there. Little tune there called This Is Southland. That's it. Friends, you know, as I told you before, this program is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service through the cooperation and the goodwill of the station that you're now listening to. And now we just want to talk just a little dab and a half, two dabs to you women out there, you ladies. I'm telling you, you just don't realize what a holt you got on us men, but you really got a holt. Yeah, that's right. I just don't know what we'd do without them. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Now, just laying all jokes aside, no kidding, the ladies usually get their way around. And they do. They usually get their way around. So I just want to appeal to you ladies. Now, you ladies listen just a little bit here. I want to talk to you just a minute, and I'll own up to mine. I know I'm weak, and you're strong. Now, there's Mama. Mama over there, every time I write her, Lord, God bless her, every time I write her a letter and say, Mama, I'm coming home, she bakes me a great big old chocolate cake about 3 feet deep, I'm telling you, friend, and it'll just melt in your mouth. Well, she gets me home there. You know, I get home just to having a big time and everything, and after I get full of cake and coffee and all that, son, I want you to build a shed back on the barn, or I want you to recover the smokehouse or something, and son gets out there with a hammer and nails, and he does it. Now, that's the way it comes out. Now, you ladies all know that. I'm not yarning or nothing like that, but that's right. Now, I'm appealing to you to help us prevent these forest fires, these woods fires, wildfires. When your old man gets his two-hole gun and he goes out to hunt, he hunts them ducks, say, two in a bunch, or something of that kind, squirrels, possums, anything of that kind. When he goes to hunt, the last thing you do, you kiss him goodbye and you'll say, honey, be careful. Well, sure, honey, be careful. That's what my wife tells me. Why not tell him, honey, be sure and don't set the woods on fire? Same thing. He's liable to get out there like a blame fool in a hailstorm and get lost and set the woods on fire and burn himself up. But you ladies, you can help. You know it. You're standing there laughing at me right now. Standing there laughing at me, but you can help, and you know it. You know you got the ruling hand. So when that old man goes a squirrel hunting or a possum hunting or something, tell him, honey, be careful with the forest fire. Here, you're going to sing this next one, ain't you, Shorty? He's going to sing a little ditty called, That's All.
Some people go to school trying to learn how to teach. Some people go to school trying to learn how to teach. But if you can't preach, brother, without going to school, you ain't no preacher, you's an educated fool, and that's all.
That's all, brother.
Yeah. guess that's all.
Uh-huh.
You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all.
Well, all right, then.
Now, I know a feller.
I know him, too.
He's a mighty fine man.
Yeah, he lives in the third house.
He's trying to save all the money he can.
Uh-huh.
When that old undertaker lets a man down, where's he gonna spend his money? Under the ground, and that's all.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all.
Well, that's all, brother, that's all. Come get your sack.
Now, man come from monkeys. So some people say,
I don't know what the monkey says.
But in the Holy Bible, it don't tell it that way. Well, if you believe the monkey tale, as some people do, then brother, I had rather be the monkey than you, and that's all.
Well, that's all.
Yes, that's all. You better change your way of living. Lord, see, that's all. My little song is finished. My little song is through. I didn't necessarily mean to sing this little song to you. But if you don't like the way my little song goes, it's a mighty good sign. I've been a-tromping on your toes, and that's all. Yes, that's all.
What I'm telling you about the wood fire, boy.
You better change your way of living for the good Lord. See, that's all.
Well, thank you, Slim. Thank you. That's all. That's all she wrote. Come get the saddle. You ladies out there, I want to talk strictly to you. Tell the old man to get out, because I just want to talk strictly to you ladies. Now, you can help. You can really help 100% help us with these woods fires and forest fires. Now, you can stay after that old man, the old knothead. You can stay after him to be careful with his smoking and all that sort of stuff, his matches and things when you're out picnicking in the woods. Or even just out driving alone, he might light a cigarette and flip the match out the window, you know, and it'll light in the grass. You know, certain times of year, to light in the grass on the shoulder of the highway and get a fire started. And first thing you know, it'll burn off acres and acres of land there, of timberland, before we can get it stopped. And you can stop that. You can help us stop it a whole lot. You know you can. Yes, sir, you know you can. And it's up to you to help us. We want you to help us. We're pleading to you to help us. You stay after the children. You get after them kids to be mighty careful with matches and fire. In the first place, they shouldn't be playing with matches and fire. You know that, too, don't you? Yeah, you know it. You can help us a lot here with these forest fires and woods fires. Ladies, when you go out on a picnic on the fish bank creeking, creek bank fishing, just appoint yourself fire warden on that little get-together. And see that the fires is well out when you leave and all. And you know you can tell Junior to run down that creek and get a bucket of water and pour on the fire, and he'll do it. When if Daddy tells him, Junior, you go down there to the creek and get a bucket of water. Well, Daddy turns around about three times, and Junior forgets it, and that's the end of it, you see? But not you ladies. No, sir, when you start out to do something, you get it done. I'm not trying to put a feather in your hat, no, but that's just plain facts, just like the nose on your face. And you all know it, all of you out there listening, you know that I'm telling you the truth. Now, if you there's a lot of you ladies out there that belongs to clubs and organizations. You're doing a wonderful job. You're really doing a wonderful job, and we're really proud of you. But all we need is just more of it. That's what we need, more of it. We've got to have more of it. And you can do your part. You might think, well, me by myself, I can't do nothing. No, maybe you can't. But your little two bits worth will go a long ways, ladies. It'll go a long ways. And you just think that over. Now we're going to do another tune here. Let's see. I believe the trio, Robert's going to sing. All you girls gather around. Girls gather around. Yep, here's the old maid's heartthrob to do the next tune. He's going to sing. Robert the boy with the fiddle doing a tune called Hopeless Love.
A hopeless love now burns within me. You should have told me from the start. A love I thought would bring no sorrow, but now it's locked away deep in my heart. Memories always stay to haunt me, dreams that make my night so long. Hopeless days of want and worry, hopeless love that was all wrong.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you there, son. That's mighty well done. Mighty well done. Hope you ladies out there enjoyed that especially. I guarantee you we're talking strictly to the ladies today. After all, they're the backbone of the nation. They can help us 100% with these forest fires, woods fires, wildfires, the old lady, the kids, and everybody concerned. Ladies, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. Please listen. If the ladies, bless them, got behind forest fire prevention throughout the land, we'd cut down the careless fires to beat the band. Friends, we've run out of time here. We're going to have to go. We would like to remind you, though, that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your state forest service and Uncle Sam's forest service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Tune us in again. The announcer will let you know the exact date, and we'd like to have you listen. Write us a card. Remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.